Let's pray as we look at God's word together. Father, we pray that in the name of Jesus, we would be strengthened with all power by your Spirit to understand the height, breadth, length, and depth of your love. To know this love that surpasses understanding, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. So you probably saw something today, and maybe you see it most days of your life that you don't really think too much about it, but I've been thinking about it this week because I knew I had to talk to you guys about things, and here we are. Banners. Banners are funny things. I don't know if you notice any banners around or things that are like banners, these things that we put symbols and words on to communicate so that everyone can see what it is or what it's trying to say. Although we don't often think of it this way, banners are an ancient practice. They are one of world history's enduring cultural phenomena. Banners. There's some t-shirt in there somewhere. Banners have been used in the conquest of empires to embolden armies and declare victory. Banners are the origins of flags, a symbol or sign of a particular organization, nation, or leader. In modern life, you know, the ruling power of our day is, you know, consumeristic capitalism, and so banners are used for advertisements, sales, declaring who is Lord, whose land does this belong to? Anyway, they're also used for festive purposes like birthdays. I have a banner that is defining for me of this community. The welcome banner that you all made for Beck and I when we arrived in Stanton 3 years ago, hanging on the railing of our house as we pulled up. A sign for everyone to see, especially for us. It's one of those defining images for me of our move here and of how we have felt in our life in this community. It's a public display of care and excitement. Maundy Thursday is a banner event. The washing of feet, the breaking of bread, the pouring out of wine are God's clear banner over the events of the life of Jesus, especially what follows right after this meal and his betrayal, abandonment, suffering, death, and resurrection. God does not want us confused about these events, and so he makes a banner. Maundy Thursday is that banner. On the front porch of God's house of salvation that he is building for all people through Christ, on the front porch of that house is his welcome banner of love. That is what he wants to define every event of the life of Jesus. Here's what our gospel reading says. If you have a Bible, you'll follow along in John 13, verses 1 to 15. Especially verses 1 and 2, what we're looking at here. It says, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. This is the banner over the last 7 chapters of John's gospel. This is the theme. John wants us to have in our mind the banner over the remaining actions of Jesus, over the whole testimony of his saving events. He wants this Maundy Thursday banner to be over all of it. This is the theme. Having loved his own, he loved them to the end. His banner over them was love. And it is the banner over which we are meant to see our entire lives. His banner over us is love. Maundy Thursday is a banner ceremony, God declaring his loving intent to serve us unto death. He loved, and he loved to the end. A towel, bread, and wine. This is how we know what love is. Not some idea, not some abstract concept of God, but a towel, bread, wine, the broken body of Jesus crucified for the world. This is how we know what love is. He demonstrates it. His promises of forgiveness and redemption to us are not empty promises. God's word is not vain. This is what we've been thinking about in Ecclesiastes, how so much of life is vanity. You think you can grab it, and then there's nothing to grab. And God says, I want you to grab the substance of my promise, which is me, myself, Christ, given for you. Take hold of him. His towel, his bread, his wine, his body broken and poured out for you. Jesus is the certainty of every yes and amen to God's promises. He is the one that we grasp. And here in John 13, in this particular text, again, the demonstration for us is the towel. Jesus grabs the towel and he washes feet. It's a menial task in the position and posture of a slave. You can see the kind of cultural shock of it in Peter's resistance to having his feet washed by Jesus. He's like, Lord, no way. Absolutely not. You will not do that. Until Jesus convinced him they should. He's like, you will absolutely do that, because that's how Peter goes. Peter knows that there's something wrong about this. He's like, I will never, ever let you wash my feet. He has a clear understanding of authority and order and holiness and honor. But he does not yet understand the nature of holy love. That God rules all things by giving. That he heals all things through serving in Christ. That Christ's lordship and his ownership is exercised in his humility to the point of being slave and servant of all unto death. That is how Christ rules. He rules through serving. And so Jesus gives this gentle but direct response to Peter. If you do not let me wash you, you have no part in me. And so the point for us in this evening and seeing this banner of the towel as the defining event, defining the events that follow, is that God is loving us and serving us to the end, unto death. He's doing for us what we could not do for ourselves, finishing sin, finishing death, finishing the curse for us. Every act of Jesus that we hear in the testimony of his life is an act of servanthood for the sake of love. And after finishing washing the disciples' feet, Jesus asks, "Do you understand what I have done to you? Do you understand what I have done to you?" This is the question that he poses to them. He's trying to get them, firstly, clearly, to think about the way of his kingdom, that his kingdom is not like the world. It's not about lording over people. It's about serving other people. But that is the alternative countercultural community of the church. It's loving servanthood. But as I sat with that question this week, it was meaningful to let it continue to define the rest of John's gospel and then to hear it as an echo to myself today. Do you understand what I've done to you? Do you understand what I have done to you? What we observe and what John invites us to understand as he talks about these final events in the life of Jesus is to understand how much God loves us. It's to see the full banner of the love of God unfolded for us in the remaining chapters of John's gospel. That Jesus was abandoned so we could be adopted. Jesus was mocked so that we could be honored. He was stripped and scourged so that we could be clothed and healed. He was crowned with thorns so that we could be crowned with grace. He was condemned with criminals so that we could be counted as saints. He was cut off from God so that we could be called beloved daughters and sons. He suffered under the wrath of God so that we could rejoice in the favor of God's presence. His body was broken to make us whole. His life was poured out to satisfy and to cleanse us. In every act of his agony, Jesus is saying, I love you. Do you understand this? Do you understand? To understand that, to find rest under the banner of the love of God, is to begin to live the Christian life. And to remain under that banner every day, every moment, unto death, is to live the Christian life. To go deeper and deeper into understanding what he has done to us and for us, that he has loved us to the end. So here at this banner unraveling ceremony for us, that is Maundy Thursday, the invitation as we continue to walk with Jesus through his suffering and death and his resurrection is to hear him say, do you understand? I love you. That's what I'm trying to convince you of. And really, that's it. That's the whole of the Christian life, is getting used to God, a holy God, loving us and giving himself for us. So, Father, as we continue in this Holy Week remembrance, as we are looking at this banner of love that you have unraveled before us, that you have unveiled before us, that you have spread out over us in Christ, would you help us to understand? Lord, would you strengthen our understanding to know the depths and the heights and the breadth and the length of your love towards us that surpasses understanding, that we might be filled to the measure of all fullness with God. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.